Sometimes you might feel trapped between the right and the left. No one listens when you say taxation is theft.
But there's a place where people know harsh government brings tears. So grab some blue and adrenochrome. Let's make the timeline weird. Friends against government. Friends against government.
I've already sworn fealty to the Dutch crown.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have. I've already pledged my service to the Dutch king. What's his name?
What?
And you're gonna have to say it slowly.
Willem-Alexander.
Oh, that's easy. All right, Willem-Alexander of the Dutchlands. I have already sworn fealty. Wow, he kind of has a vague resemblance to our president, actually.
When did this happen, Berg?
This was a few days ago. A few days ago, Dutch and I were discussing. Yeah, it might have even been yesterday. Dutch and I were discussing the finer points of the Democratic primaries, and he said, none of this shit matters. All that matters is that you guys come back to the Netherlands. And you know what? As a loyal resident of Gotham, I'm very much down for that. Very much happy with that.
I could hang out in the Netherlands. It seems cool. Seems chill. I'm down. It's probably not too hot. I'm interested in that.
It's doable here. It rained today, so that's nice.
Yeah, rain's good. I haven't seen rain in years down here in Texas.
Say,
Jesus
in
Christ.
Texas, I
live in the goddamn sun.
Did you get hit with that record heat wave?
Yeah, I remember that.
No, we've actually, if you're talking about, wait, are you talking to me?
I was talking to Dutch because in Germany, apparently they had 103 degree weather recently, which is like the first time in maybe history.
How many is that in Celsius?
Yeah, I was about to ask. What's that in centimeters?
I think it's in the 40 somethings. Let me find out. Yeah, Germany got hit with, with 40.
Yeah, we were hit with the same heat wave.
Yes.
I got kind of lucky because for most of the real bad heat wave, I was staying at my parents' place, which is in Middelburg.
I'm sorry, come again?
Eindhoven.
It's in Middelburg.
So I was taking, yes, Middelburg, and I'm currently staying in Eindhoven. So,
oh my God!
You have to imagine if you take like a map of the Netherlands, all the way down in the left, there's an island or an area that exists out of a few islands, which is basically a huge delta.
Yep, I'm pulling up right now. I got it.
So, So that's right about where I was staying during the heat wave, which generally it's about like 5 degrees Celsius. Cooler there than in Eindhoven. Eindhoven is basically the warmest part of the country. Hmm. So, yeah, I was lucky to be there during that time. But we did hit in Eindhoven, actually, during that week, a record heat of like 40 degrees Celsius.
That is kind of crazy that 102 is record. And then, I had to entertain a couple of Germans who showed up to New York recently.
Just out of the street?
Yeah. A couple
of
Germans.
You had to entertain your way out of
a
tight situation.
Out of the street, and I had to entertain them, and they were like, so it was happened to be the week where New York's average temperature was 102 degrees.
Yeah.
It's really
and you're out there. You're out there like with the cups, like juggling the cups around and like the bent playing cards.
This is how little I pay attention to the rest of the world. Did you realize, Carr, that New York City is on the same latitude and as Madrid?
Yeah, like Spain?
Madrid. Yeah. Did you realize this? That's
crazy.
We're like shit, though. Like, we're a dirty, awful swamp. We're not like a beautiful planes, lands. Yeah,
but that doesn't have anything to do with your latitude. That's got a lot of other stuff at play.
What do you mean? All right, here you go, you fucking engineer. Tell me about the weather. Tell me how the weather works.
No, it was mostly going to be about the people.
Tell me about, okay, fine. Tell me about El Nino.
No, I actually, that is a good point that you bring up, because I don't actually understand that.
About the same chance of truck deck.
Right. Oh, man.
The thing is that the Gulf Stream comes up from the south. Like, everybody's like, well, it's because of the Gulf Stream. But, like, the Gulf Stream comes up from the south along New York.
Are you, like, start a fight about the Gulf Stream?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's where I'm going with this.
We're the original.
It needs to be thought about.
We're the original possessors.
So it comes up from the... Wait, let me... So Spain is really hot.
Let me...
And so is New York. But New York is south. Or no, they're the same.
What is happening, Dutch? What?
Let me just offer you the proper American perspective on this.
Okay, okay.
Does the Gulf Stream have oil? Yes or no? If no, it's not interesting.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that's probably true. That is probably true. We gotta use the oil to keep us hot in the winter.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's confusing, but I don't think it makes sense. And to be completely honest, I've never been to Spain, so I can't confirm its temperature. But
is that where you would want to go in Europe? Is that a place you'd want to go?
Europe?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't really want
to
go.
I don't
want to
go to Europe, right? I don't have any interest.
I don't care.
Oh yeah. My god, we're the worst. It's like there's so much here. Why would I?
Yeah, I would. I kind of want to go to Germany, but other than that,
no. Why do you want? Yeah, you don't want to go there because the minute they start being funny, yeah.
I don't know. What are you doing, Dutch? Are you staying in Europe? Are you getting out of there? What's your plan?
Well, short term, I'm staying in Europe because getting a proper visa and everything for the U.S. is kind of a bitch. Long term, I'm thinking of moving to somewhere like Colorado or something.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't come here, so stay.
No,
out.
He can.
Yeah,
you can come here.
You're out.
You can come here.
You have to see if I have oil somewhere. That I'm a carrier of oil. You know,
where in Colorado? Do you know much about Colorado, or have you just read about it, or what?
Not Colorado specifically, but my thinking is more that. So I've been to Utah for a semester abroad to study. Okay. And for the most part, I really liked it because Utah is, nice. Except that the part that I don't like about Utah is Mormons.
Yeah, that's the part. The part pretty much everybody doesn't like. It's true, though. It's the part pretty much everybody doesn't like. Yeah, they're weird, funny. Dude. Like, we got to go through more. I'm going in February. I'm going to Utah. I'm going to go stay in a cabin in the woods in Utah with a couple
of
Mormons.
Right?
Yeah, with a couple of Mormons.
You going to survive?
I'm going to try and convince them to stop their ways and come to the true church.
No, but I mean, you have to imagine that integrating from the Netherlands into Utah is not quite compatible.
You're a beer
you
drinker.
You probably have an easier go than going to Colorado.
Yeah. So, I mean, in Colorado, they're legalizing everything that's fun, basically.
Yes. That is. Yeah. Let me tell you something about Colorado. Colorado is an adult playground. That's what that state is. It's just do whatever the fuck you want that's fun and
so is Florida.
Consequences.
So is Florida, but Florida's higher risk.
Well, yes.
Florida sounds more like no playground if you like meth.
Florida is probably the opposite of Colorado in almost every way.
Yeah. Well, I think, dude, I swear to God, man, it is the heat. Heat drives people crazy. Even in my neighborhood, when it gets hot out, people start doing fucking crazy things. When it gets hot out, I don't go outside. I don't be around people because shit just starts going down. When it's cold, nobody gives a shit. Everybody's
all right. Chill. I hate to tell you, Carr, I live in a way crazier place than you do, and it's cold as shit and they're crazy, and it's hot as shit and they're crazy. I don't know. It's a good point, right? Like Florida is buck wild, right? But
yeah,
so is New York.
Constantly nuts.
So I mean, New York is buck wild, and it goes down to freezing. What do we have out there?
What the fuck was that?
Is that like a ambulance? Is that a Dutch ambulance or something?
I swear to God, if people go by and like later yeah. or something like that, I'm gonna lose my mind.
That, isn't that just, like, a, in the background? Isn't that a Simpsons joke? Isn't that a joke on the Simpsons?
Do not fucking go around in later homes in the Netherlands, you fucking moron.
That is funny. That's funny.
What do you guys have? You guys got like what wooden the clogs, right? Or is that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you're such an American.
The same way that Germans still walk around in lederhosen in fucking Berlin. You know, like technically they're part of our culture, but if you see anybody walking around them, they're either a tourist trap or a retard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And easily could.
It's like it's like cowboy boots down here.
I'm so glad that retard translates into multiple languages.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. I got a lock on it. Yep.
Yeah. Are you gonna go to the Dutchland?
What's that?
You seem like you'd fit in with wooden shoes
in Germany.
Yeah. Do you think I would fit? You think I would fit in the Netherlands?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I mean, everybody speaks English here, so that's a plus.
Oh, fuck yeah, sure. All right, fuck yeah, we won. our language that we created in America,
that we in America developed.
yeah. with such popular American phrases as "forget about it" and such other popular American phrases as "go fuck yourself."
yeah, bringing you such popular hits as "go fuck yourself,"
you mutter.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I think I could get into it. It seems reasonable. Seems like a fun place. I mean, it's up there, England there? Like, pretty close to Germany. I could pop over, see the old homeland.
Don't call it that. That's
the homeland that you haven't been born
The old motherland.
Yep. Yeah, you can see the old family.
Yeah, see the old family who won't recognize you.
Hey, guys, what's up? Go fuck yourself. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I can imagine the German reaction. Nein, ach, scheiße.
They've got some great curse words. They've got great curse words in German. They were telling me curse words.
The thing with German is that every word sounds like a curse word. That's the fun part about that language.
Every single word. It's true.
Every single word seems like a struggle. Like a just absolute struggle to get out.
I don't know. The way they look at it in the Netherlands is that the talk German is fairly easy if you just talk Dutch in a more fancy way.
Oh, is that how they view? Well, don't let the Germans tell you they're fancier than you. They're not. Yeah, they're not fancier. They are. No.
They're fancy boys.
All right. Well, we should begin, gentlemen. I would like, personally, this is a topic we've never bridged on before, and Carr, I want to know your opinion on it.
Okay.
So Dutch over here is from probably other than Brazil, and he's probably going to start yelling, it's probably the second or the greatest MMA country just ever. Just produces the best fighters. In my opinion, at least, certainly kickboxing, they have it. Yeah. They have it down. Yeah. Carr, what is your like opinion on MMA? You used to do some old physical stuff when you were in the old college, right? You used to be
I mean, I enjoy it. I like watching combat sports. I wrestled in high school, and I love that shit. And I would still, like, I would do it now if I didn't. If my body wasn't just like a wasteland of injury, I'd probably still do something or go and try and do some MMA or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or something like that. Just roll around and grapple. But I don't really watch it at all. And I couldn't tell you much about it except for when I watch it, I enjoy it. And when I watch it, I understand it because I understand probably not the finer points of it, but like I get what they're doing and I get body positioning and I get all that because I did it. I don't have a very good concept of MMA specifically.
Well, we gotta get into it, and then we gotta get into the weird stuff about it, as we are prone to do here.
Sure,
on the show. Well, I don't know how we start. MMA, a lot of fun. I love watching it when it comes on. The Dutch, very good at it. And we should probably talk about some MMA goofiness. I don't want to call them conspiracy theories, but silliness is probably a good way to good way to put it. So, Dutch, why don't you introduce what you want to tell us about silliness in MMA? It's going to be the topic.
All right. So, the way I was thinking is that if you look at what MMA is in itself and what the guys in the UFC do, that's all legit. Like, we know that works because two guys get in a ring and they beat the fuck out of each other. Right. So, mm-hmm. you know, if they beat the fuck out of each other with it, it probably works.
Right. It does probably work.
But then there's a lot of like martial arts or fighting shit that is not so much MMA, but that a lot of guys say, like, you know, you should try this. This is like the single best fighting system or self-defense system.
Right.
And if you ask them, well, so why don't all these professional UFC fighters do it? Like, well, it's too dangerous to do in the cage, or there's rules, or there's this, or there's that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what my idea was is I put up a little bit of a tier list of, like, what's legit and what's not legit.
I would like
that. For fighting styles?
I would like that.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm totally into that. Where is Serbian cockfighting on your list?
And I don't talking about chickens.
Car, you beat me to the punch. Oh man,
those Serbs can cockfight.
You stepped right on my fucking punchline, Car Camp. Oh, I was, gosh. All right. So let's go most legit. Let's go most legit to least legit. Because I think
that was my thinking as well.
The most legit is probably the are obvious.
Most legit, what?
I feel like the most legits are probably obvious.
Are probably obvious? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, largely. So in your most legit list, like the absolute most legit shit, I would say, at least for like general hand-to-hand combat,
uh-huh.
like between two unarmed persons, are more grappling focused. Martial arts such as BJJ, wrestling, MMA to an extent, sambo, which is like jiu-jitsu but Russian and harder.
That's a good qualifier for anything, right? Like, you just know it's gonna work better if it's Russian and harder.
Do you have it's like anything, like you're at the store and you're like looking at cereals and you're like, do you have this but in Russian and harder?
And harder. And they just like, it's just like they just put like Fruit Loops down, except it's like in Cyrillic, and the toucan is a golden eagle.
Fruit Loops and thumbtacks.
Yeah, Fruit Loops and thumbtacks. Yes.
Do you have this in Russian but harder?
Russian cereal. You will become very hard, man.
It makes you very hard. I feel. Oh my God! I already want to go into the Trump impression. Isn't our president Dutch? Actually, now that I think about it, isn't Donald Trump Dutch?
What are you going on about, Bert?
Oh man, I feel like our president might be Dutch.
I think he might be German.
I think he's German because it's Trump, right?
It's no, that's fake, Carr. That's not actually true. That was a
satire. Is that not true?
No, that was a bit of satire as far as I
know. Oh, did I get roasted by Russian bots or left-wing media?
By Jimmy Kimmel. I think you might have gotten roasted.
Snopes.
By Jimmy
I got Snopes.
I'll find out his whole okay, this is really weird actually. This I just had to Google this.
Just don't say Snopes.
So Dutch, you
speak too loud, man. They might come by and fact check this podcast.
Yeah, they might. Dutch, you get. I'm gonna hold on to this. First of all, it seems like he's Scottish, which would make him one of the feds in this country.
Sounds about right.
And it seems that his father. Right. It seems that Donald Trump's father's name was Frederick Christ Trump.
What? Right. That sounds German.
Frederick Christ, as in the anointed one, Trump.
Oh yeah, from like a while ago, from like a couple hundred years ago or a thousand or something.
1905 he was born, his father, yeah. Frederick Christ Trump, from a German immigrant. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for that. BJJ. Samba. What about judo? You didn't mention judo. Is judo bullshit or is judo real?
Yeah, no, judo is lower down on the list.
Oh,
we'll come to that. And
we've got a lot of judo listeners, so
by that time
some
I'll explain. All right, well, judo listeners, you can all suck my dick.
There you go. I like a guy who takes initiative and tells our listeners to suck their dicks. I've been wanting to like throw some suck my dicks out for a while, actually.
Sure. Yeah, it's always good to rile people up, piss them off a little bit.
Well, didn't you say you did, Carr? Didn't yesterday? You just said you wanted to start some drama, so right?
Yes, I did. Oh,
I think the best drama we could come up with is getting the judo listeners and the BJJ listeners to argue it out, and because obviously the BJJ listeners was kicked the shit out of the judo listeners. It's not even a competition.
No. Nah.
Well, so okay, right. so let me, we had tier one.
The thing with judo is that it works very well when it works, but getting it to work is quite hard.
So it's like bird's penis.
If flying bird's penis works at all.
I'm a little concerned that the hardest laugh was about my penis. I'm a little concerned about that.
You know, some people like to laugh at imaginary concepts.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right, Dutch. All right, I'm pulling my support from your king. I'm going to pull my support from your king very quickly.
Yeah, you've got to piss Bird off just enough to make it entertaining, but not quite enough that he pulls his support for the Dutch fealty.
Oh, man. All right, so we got judo. Judo is the top of tier B. Is that where you're putting it?
No. Oh, man. So, wait a second, because I kind of made an inverted tier list in the sense that I ranked them on like bullshit worthiness. So in my tier list, like BJJ and wrestling and such are like all the way in F tier because they're the least bullshit.
Oh, okay. Understand. Okay. So least bullshit. And
that
then
way I would put judo somewhere D tier.
Okay. So just a tiny bit of bullshit. Just some bullshit.
Yeah. Well, bullshit-ish, but not quite useless.
Okay. All right, that's good. And okay, what's next? I have some thought. I want to ask you about some, but I feel like they're probably already on your list, so you might as well continue.
Yeah, so in E tier, but it's basically on the same level as BJJ wrestling, MMA, and sambo, is your regular striking arts, such as boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai.
Okay, that seems fair.
The only reason I have them ever so slightly higher on the bullshit list is because UFC 1 is a thing. So
yeah, right.
I don't know if you quite remember what happened at UFC 1.
I do. Didn't Hoyce Gracie almost kill somebody because they tried to punch him and he just strangled them to death? Isn't that nearly what happened? Something like that? Was it Hoyce Gracie?
Well, he didn't quite kill somebody.
No, almost. That's why I say he almost. Yeah, he could have.
A whole tournament of like boxers and karatekas and sumo wrestlers and general wrestlers. And basically, Hoyce Gracie fucked them all up.
Yeah. Did you know this, Carr? Did you know that UFC 1 was like, first of all, it was like a tournament in that like there were several fights each fighter had to go through. And then they had like guys like sumo wrestlers there and shit.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was genuinely
the one was fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, it was genuinely an attempt to see who could kick the shit out of who.
I believe the rules were limited to no biting and maybe no scratching, eye gouging.
Yeah,
and
just typical shit.
About it, I think they could even kick each other in the nuts.
Yeah, I believe they could. I believe because Hoyce Gracie was like elbowing dudes in the nuts, as far as I remember.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was at UFC 1 already, but I do remember the slightly later UFC fight where a guy actually tapped out because he got punched in the nuts a lot.
Yeah, right. Which ultimately, as we've said for a long time, Dutch, You know, kicking the dick, punching the dick. That's really where it's at.
Supposed to train you.
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to maximize your
stamina.
Stamina.
I suppose Horace Gracie was one of the few people that actually chose the $5 instead of the kicking the dick.
And yeah, absolutely, because I'm not going to kick that guy in the dick. Yeah. I'm not going to kick that guy in the dick anytime soon. That's right.
It's like a double-edged sword, because if you're intimidating enough to warrant us not kicking you or punching you in the penis, you open yourself up to vulnerabilities down the road. So it's like you got to occupy that middle ground where you can't accept the strike to the dick, but all to toughen you up. But we've got to catch people on the upswing, I think, Bird. That's the deal. Not when they're in fully developed form.
Where do you think kicking someone in the dick is on this tier list, by the way? It's not really bullshit at all, in my opinion.
That's no nonsense.
F-tier. Yeah.
It's F-tier.
Kicking people in the dick is like, that's F-tier on bullshit.
It's like shooting someone. It's the ultimate, type of fighting. I shoot somebody or kick them in the dick.
the only amount of bullshit that is involved with a swift shin blast to the pecker is the air between the shin and the pecker, and it is dissipating rapidly.
That is absolutely right. And you better get ready, buddy. Because the Dutch crown is coming right for that dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no bullshit. No fat on that. All right, so we've got F tier, and so now we're moving on to what, G tier? A, B, C, F?
D tier.
Whatever. We're going backwards, Car, so we're in D tier.
Either way, it's fine.
Which seems to be where judo is.
I was using the Dutch alphabet.
Oh right, I forgot about the Dutch alphabet.
Yeah, no, we're getting like more and more towards bullshit levels.
Okay.
Next up, we have your karate's, taekwondo's, Krav Maga, kind of.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
And judo.
Okay.
I was going to ask you about Krav Maga. Why are you putting Krav Maga there? Yeah. The Israeli military trains with that, and those motherfuckers can kill kids. So they must be pretty tough, right?
Well, here's the thing. Krav Maga, as I understand it, and I've heard in...
Dutch, I got to stop you for a second. I'm really deeply afraid you're about to go into an anti-Semitic rant.
Fucking Jews.
We're just like wide-eyed. Like,
let me tell you about why Krav Maga sucks. The Jews!
That's actually how they executed Jesus.
they put him in a chokehold like Eric
they
Garner.
Put him in a Krav Maga. That was the beginning of Krav Maga.
Jesus had a gun, and this Israeli militant just managed to get the gun out of his hand and put him into a chokehold. Really, it was very tragic. Jesus.
We may need to strongly consider some editing on this episode. Oh.
All right, well, look. Okay, well, let's... Okay, it wouldn't be a episode with a European if there wasn't a healthy amount of anti-Semitism. okay, all right, fine. So
not,
what's the...
Not all Europeans are Germans, Bert.
That's it. That's right. All right, so what's the bullshit with Krav Maga?
So the bullshit with Krav Maga is that, as I understand it... the way it's taught in the Israeli military is not so much as a fighting system with a particular set of moves and standard responses to every possible scenario, like you're getting attacked with a knife, and now you're going to do this move and that move and the other move. But it's more of almost a hand-to-hand combat hand-to-hand combat, training where you learn to be just really, really, really fucking aggressive.
That's what I figured it actually was.
Go at the fucking guy and just, like, don't stop until, like, either all of his bones are broken or he's dead, you know?
That's right. It's more like a mindset, right? Kind of, like, it's...
Yeah, from what I understood, it is.
So you could train Krav Maga... And you could use one of the F tier, and you would just be like a real fighting machine.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you have to see that like most of the things that are in FTR are just purely sport, right? So BJJ, wrestling, these don't prepare you for a guy coming at you with a knife.
Right.
That, like...
Like, wrestling is a great platform to build on, but it doesn't have any striking. So, like...
No, yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, so, like, it's in... Like, you have to learn something else
there. Yeah, no. Basically, the way to look at it is that, technically speaking, the best martial art is parkour, which is the French invention of running away in a straight line, as straight as possible, whatever in the way.
There was a diss there, but that's probably more true than not true. I mean, pull out the old art of war. Isn't it the best way to fight is not on your enemy's terms at all, right? So,
yeah. But generally, that doesn't involve raising the white flag.
That's true. Mm. That's true. Usually, you have a sword as well. Yeah, where is sword fighting on this list, by the way? Like, I don't know, historical medieval martial arts or whatever they call that. Where's, like, if I have a sword? Am I an F tier if I have a sword?
I do not know. I have no idea, but I'd say that sword is generally quite impractical.
Damn it.
Because it's big and unwieldy, and okay, you need to actually learn quite a bit of shit before you can, like, properly use a sword.
Okay, all right.
Is my thing. Okay. But, you know.
What about a cannon? What if I have a cannon? This is like 1780.
We should start like a retro movement in home defense.
Yeah, I agree. I've been trying to get that done, Carr, because you are allowed to own in this country with no restrictions or licensing. You can own any weapon before 1900, as far as I understand it.
That can't be right.
I know. As far as I understand it, weapons which were created before the year 1900, you do not need a license to sell.
Oh.
As far as I understand it. So if you want your musket, I could be totally wrong about that, but also I don't really care. The reason why I know that is because the guys on Pawn Stars can buy guns that are from before the year 1900, which seems I'm inferring. Car Camp, it's called an inference. It's called an inference. All right. You son of a bitch. Okay. So you can own a Gatling gun. You can own you know what I mean.
A Navy warship.
Right, precisely. Oh, yeah. Dutch, where is having your own warship on this?
Yeah. Classify it. Oh, we're just going to shout things out and demand that you classify it.
Classify it.
Give it a letter. Just hang
up. Having your own warship is right up there with Jamaican cockfighting.
Ooh, okay. Jamaican cockfighting.
I've heard that Jamaican cockfighting is quite a bit more competitive than Slavic cockfighting.
I was gonna say, Carr, the matches are a lot longer.
Oh boy.
All right. Fine. What are we at now? Where are we at? Are we at the C tier? C tier?
D tier. No, we're E, right?
We're D tier. No, Carr, you're still thinking about the Dutch alphabet. You need to start.
All right,
thinking
about I'm not going to take any more guesses on the lettering.
American alphabet.
I mean, you know, I'm really not good at the alphabet. Like I
don't know. I have,
at any given time, I could go in either direction.
What does that mean?
I don't really know.
What does that mean? It's a song. How can you not?
Yeah, I know, but
it?
Like, I don't know. Like, when if you just shout out a letter, I'm like, where is that? I don't know.
Oh, I don't either. I don't think many people do.
How did you complete, like, elementary school?
I know.
I don't know. Guesswork, I guess.
Hold on. All right, Carr. Sing it. You know the alphabet song?
I do. I know. I understand letters. Okay. Like, and I can put them together in words. I just, at any given time, if you say a letter and you say, is this other letter after it? I have no idea.
Okay, what letter comes after J?
K.
Okay, that did take a slightly longer.
Well, I had to sing the song. There's a few that I know, like, off the top of my head.
Where is singing the alphabet while someone pummels you to death on the tier list?
Give it a letter. And I'll have no idea where it ranks.
Yeah. Honestly, to be fair with you, Carr, the alphabet is not really, like, in order. Like, you know, like, this, it's not a, in a, it's just a collection of letters. It's not really.
With
you know
no rhyme
I mean?
Or reason. And so, like.
All right. Well, the alpha, as the Germans say, the alphabet will set you free. Let's continue. Yeah. Let's continue.
Let's see. Before your attention span broke off,
it's so bad. It's so bad, Dutch.
Good thing I'm here to wrangle everything in.
Why I would put Krav Maga so high up on the list. Because like the way that Israeli military does it, it's like extremely legit. It's more legit than like regular boxing or jiu-jitsu, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Except that most schools I've seen and most I've heard about it is that in self-defense classes where they teach like Krav Maga as a self-defense focused martial art. So there's a couple of things that I'm like that I have some issue with.
Uh-huh.
First are just the standard responses to like if you're going to get attacked with a baseball bat, just do X, Y, and Z move.
Yeah.
Or if somebody is going to come at you with a gun and gonna point it in your face, like do A, B, and C, you know? Mm-hmm. And the other problem is that there's no sparring. So there's no real pressure testing of what you learn. And I mean, you can't really spar being shot at, of course.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't immediately have a solution for that, but
mm-hmm.
the problem with like a set solution for a problem of somebody coming at you with a knife or a gun is that it's an extremely high pressure situation.
Right. You should probably just have like, a gun.
Have a gun or some shit. But there's no guaranteeing that the stuff that you've drilled is going to actually carry over into that situation.
Right.
Because you can drill it, but you don't actually have the experience of being in that situation.
Right.
So there's no guarantee that the muscle memory is actually going to kick in and you're going to do all the right X, Y, and Z moves.
Right. And that's in most MMA, not, I don't want to say MMA, in most martial arts, they have moves, like you say. There's just moves. Most of them have moves, and you have to know the moves on both sides so that you can respond to them. But you say, a guy shooting at you is not a move. You know, it's just someone performing an action at you.
No, but let me compare it this way. So I do some jiu-jitsu, some Thai boxing, and some boxing.
Okay.
If a guy throws a head kick at me, there's like a generally thought response that is correct, but it doesn't really matter what your reaction is, as long as you don't get hit full blast with a head kick.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So maybe I do the correct way of like leaning back almost matrix style and dodging kind of under, kind of beyond the head kick.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I just kick the fucking guy's legs out from under him and put him on his ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which would not, well, I mean, it's also a correct way, but let's say for discussion's sake that it's not the correct way.
Right.
It doesn't matter because I don't get kicked in the head either way.
Right.
But I'm not going to develop this response from purely drilling from a guy throwing head kicks at me and me pulling back every time.
I'm only going
to get that response from sparring.
Yeah, so and getting kicked in the
head.
To
drill it,
right.
But also I have to spar it. Because I can drill it 1,000 times, but then the first time in sparring a guy throws a head kick at me, I'm going to be like, holy shit, what the fuck?
Right.
And I'm going to get kicked in the head full blast.
Right. You can't do that with a gun, like you say.
No, exactly.
Do we know any guy who trained by getting shot? I feel like we might know one wild motherfucker who actually probably does do that. Maybe
we might have to bring in biting the bullet guys to
yeah, Jesus Christ. That's true. Okay, so there's your Krav Maga explanation, right? That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's an interesting spot.
Yeah.
So that's in, hold on, just so I get this straight, we've put that in C tier or D tier? Okay, D. All right, we're moving
to D from dumbass. All
right, we're moving to C.
Yeah. So mind if I put it quick explanation on karate and taekwondo as well?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, is that are they in C or D?
D as well.
Okay, let's see.
So the problems are similar, but not entirely the same, because taekwondo, the way like the sport works and competition works, has a very weird rule set. Where you can't punch. You just can't punch at all.
Right.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like regular sport taekwondo, just there's no punching. Which leads to very cool looking and fancy going kicking with like jumping, spinning 360 roundhouse kicks.
Yeah, that's really weird to have. That's weird to have, like, because there's no punching in wrestling, but there's no striking. It's not a striking sport. But to have a striking sport where you're artificially limiting people not to punch is really odd.
Yeah.
Odd. So the thing is, like, if you hit somebody with, say, a spinning back kick around the head, it's fucking fantastic if you can hit it. Right.
Yeah,
sure. Which you rarely will see that. I mean...
You rarely see it in kickboxing and MMA already, so... Let's say you and me get in a brawl in the bar. Yeah, I'm not going to hit you with a spinning back kick to the head.
No, it's just not going to work.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Which is, again, why I put something like boxing so low, because we know it's like a simple left hook. It works. Yeah. You know? And
right.
You don't need a lot of space to be very agile to pull off a left hook. You know, it's just bang and there you go.
Right. Yeah, so have you ever actually seen a taekwondo match? It's very strange. They like hop around and stuff. It's very strange.
No. I mean, truth be told, the only things that I've ever really watched, honestly, are boxing, wrestling, and then some MMA. So yeah, I'm not very familiar with like the other martial arts.
Taekwondo
at
is
all.
A very, very strange one. They hop around on one leg and they kick one another, and it's very strange sometimes.
Yeah, that seems
yeah.
It's very strange.
So karate suffers from very similar problems. Except that there's a fuck ton of different martial arts that all fall under the karate banner.
Right.
Three main kinds I know of that are competed in are basically Olympic style.
Yeah.
Kata and Kyokushin.
Right. In the UFC, there's a couple of karate fighters who actually do really well.
So the thing is, like karate and taekwondo, they're not entirely bullshit.
No,
they work.
Yeah, they work.
But you need to be a very good kickboxer before you can make karate and taekwondo work. You need to be a good kickboxer first, and then a good karate fighter second, essentially. Guys like Steven Thompson or Lyoto Machida are amazing examples of how you can use karate in a very effective way in MMA. Like the way, for example, Stephen Thompson uses his sidekick is fucking fantastic.
Yep.
Like guys really have a hard time of dealing with that particular kick and closing in the distance that way.
Yeah. And I feel like karate's. I mean, you learn some really good technique from karate because it's a lot about. Like we were saying about Krav Maga. I mean, I did karate for a long time. It's a lot mostly about just discipline. I mean, it's like Krav Maga. It's a headspace just as much as it actually is a fighting style.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So the three main styles I know of. Let's start with kata. Kata is, I mean, you could put that up with the Aikidos and the Dim Maks. That's basically A to S tier bullshit.
Oh wow. Okay, so it's fake.
Because kata is nothing but doing drills in open space.
And what is this?
Kata.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Kata. It's like a style of karate.
Bitching around like some dumbass arena.
It's under the subset of karate.
Yeah, but it's like a fake, not a fake karate. It is kind of like a not real fighting karate.
Yeah, I mean, you're just doing karate moves in air, you know?
Yeah.
Is that like Tai Chi?
Probably similar. Comparable.
Yeah. You do a little chi car ever? You ever like get your chi together?
Yeah, man, every day.
Every morning. Every morning I spark my chi up.
Yeah. Chiba.
Chi energy right out.
All right, and then wait, isn't kumite a type of karate? Isn't that true?
I don't think it's type of karate as much as it's what karate
does
game or fight is known as.
Okay. Oh, so, okay. I got you. I got that. Yeah,
like
okay.
It would go in boxing, just like a match.
Right. Kumite. Okay.
A bout would be a kumite in karate.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay. So what are the other two styles?
So the other one is Olympic style.
Sure.
There's probably a Japanese word for it, but I'm not Japanese, so fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
And it's really weird because the way it works, it's almost like bare knuckle fencing.
Oh man! So the first touch,
in the sense that they put two guys on a line, like cross from each other, and then they go towards each other, and the first guy that gets a hit on the other guy gets point. Mm. Then they stop. And guys go back to their starting positions, and then they start again.
It's almost
that's
like
really weird.
It's like the football of fighting. You know.
See, here's why I'm drawn to certain I guess martial arts, and why I don't like when there are artificial rule sets that get you away from the entire point of learning them to begin with, which is self-defense and discipline. Yeah. Sure. But like, and I guess, I mean, truth be told, you could say the same about wrestling, you know, there's no striking, but at the same time, just go take a couple, like you can pick up a punching, like not too difficult, but it's not that difficult. And wrestling is a really great platform to build on. So I don't understand like the weird like artificial limitations that are put on these.
It's trying to make it into a sport rather than an art of self defense. It's not.
Yeah, I
guess. You know what it is, Carl? It turns into a sport and it stops it from being martial.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. But you know, this is about martial arts.
Mm-hmm. I just begin to lose interest in it.
Which again, to me, like the ultimate martial arts is knowing how to use an assault rifle. But that's just me.
The ultimate
American martial arts.
Yeah, American martial arts. It's a guy with an RPG over his shoulder.
Just how many guns can you have?
All right. Okay. So now we're heading into C tier, right?
Okay. Good.
Whew.
Okay. So in C tier, I just have basically one thing. And it's just some random dude in his own shed that claims to be an ex-cop or ex-military coming up with his own self-defense system.
Oh, okay. You know,
gun disarms, knife disarms. And
So that archetype, just that archetype.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a bunch of those kinds of hacks around there.
I am terrified to hear what you're going to rank as more bullshit than this.
I was going to say, because that, to me, my name is Don Kendo, and I came out with my own fighting style kind of guy. The gigantic bullshit. But that's true. I bet you we're going to start getting into like mystical fighting styles and stuff like that.
The Marianne mindset, you mean?
Yeah, the Marianne mindset. You know, spiritual warfare.
No, I think Marianne would be like right in place with the people in B tier and above.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is good because it's about, we usually talk about grifters on this show. Now we're going to get into like fighting grifters, which we've definitely never done.
Oh, yeah.
We've never done that. All right. So, okay, here we go. B tier.
All right. So in B tier, you've got your martial arts like Kung Fu. And your bullshit artists like Jake Mace, and Master Wong.
Oh man! So wait, what is Kung Fu exactly? What is that?
Well, it's otherwise known as bullshit.
Okay.
No, but I've seen a few videos of guys actually working Kung Fu successfully into their kickboxing.
Sure.
But the main problem with Kung Fu kind of boils down to the same problem as several other martial arts on this list. And it's lack of sparring. Because there might be some potential to Kung Fu. I don't know. But the thing is, they stand in a really silly way where they have like one hand forward and they put one hand like right next to their elbow.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they have a weird fighting stance.
Yeah. to me, that's really fucking weird, because I'm like, how in the fuck are you gonna do anything with that?
Right, right.
Like, two main guard styles I know are just like hands right next to your chin, or maybe like one hand out far in front of you. And then there's a few different guard-like styles for jiu-jitsu or for wrestling, but they don't really deal with punches or kicks. So, right. You know,
kung fu, like, I get it. It's probably also very much about discipline, and it's very much like a source of Chinese pride, kung fu, because it's like an art form in a lot of ways, and it's very interesting. Dude. But,
this is so juicy. So,
but it's so bullshit, dude. Every time you see one of those, like a Shaolin monk, or like, you know what I mean? Like, every time you see one of those monks get into a ring with an MMA guy, they get fucking starched.
Exactly. It's becoming basically a thing in China where modern kickboxers and MMA fighters are challenging these old kung fu and tai chi masters to actual fights.
Right. Oh, just to show them that it's all bullshit.
Dude, Carr, you got to look up some of these videos. They get the shit kicked out of them.
Oh, yeah, they get fucked up.
And it sucks because, these are just, like, probably humble fighters. Some of them probably are not at all humble, but...
Most of them are just pure grifters, basically.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a kind of cultural grift, I suppose, that I guess.
Yeah. The sad part of it is that... the guys that are whooping the ass of these old bullshit artists, they can't travel anymore because China's social credit system is a fucking nightmare.
Oh god.
Oh man.
So you know what? And China, as I've found out, China's like really obsessed with maintaining the Chinese cultural identity. That makes a lot of sense.
They do not like these guys fucking up these old kung fu tai chi bullshit.
Yeah, that's like attacking the culture. Kind of sucks, but hey, if you're gonna say that you can fight and then you get the shit kicked out of you, you can't fight. Just that simple. I don't know. Yeah. It's okay. So there you go. There's wushu kung fu, as I believe.
Yeah. So I've got a few examples actually on both Jake Mace and Master Wong.
Master Wong. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah.
This is a Wing Chun guy who gets the shit kicked out of him. Yep. Oh, I know this guy. Oh, he got the shit kicked out of him by Glover Teixeira.
Wait, what?
That's apparently, I just Googled it. Oh, no, he just met Glover Teixeira. He didn't get the shit kicked out of him.
I was about to say, I don't remember that guy getting beat the shit out of him.
Crazy. You take the best martial art.
I don't think that guy ever sparred with anybody.
Man. So,
I have not seen any.
Tell us about Mass. Tell us about him. Tell us about him. What does he do?
So he's this kung fu Wing Chun guy. He's like English or Chinese, and he's got this really animated way of speaking, which is fucking hilarious. you should listen to this guy. Like, you go get getting attacked in the street, and you have to defend yourself. You're gonna get the fuck out of.
Yeah,
he's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So his bullshit consists mostly of, he doesn't generally even use actual or what seem to be like actual kung fu or Wing Chun techniques. He just like takes an example of some jiu-jitsu move or some wrestling thing or some boxing thing and does it worse.
Right.
Or does it in a way that does not work.
That sounds like our fighting style. I think we could really capitalize on that.
With Master Wong, I saw this video once where he was explaining that the best way to block punches is by just kind of holding your hands next to your head, but sticking your elbows out like this.
And crying.
Like right straight in front of you. No, not crying. But the reason you stick your elbows out in front of you, like in a really weird way, is because the guy will hit your elbows and break his hand.
Uh-huh. He won't just kick you right in the nuts.
Yeah.
No. Or he won't try, I don't know, for a hook to smash you in your stupid ear.
Or an uppercut.
Punch your liver.
Or an uppercut in a completely undefended chin.
Exactly.
That's true. Right, there you go. That's good.
And he also had this fantastic rear naked choke defense.
Uh-huh.
So... Are you slightly familiar with what a rear naked choke is?
Yeah.
Maybe illustrate it if you can for the listeners who are not, but I think this is pretty much a standard thing most people know.
I'll do my best. So basically with a rear naked choke, what happens is that somebody is basically behind you, puts one arm right around, like around your neck, puts their other arm on it, and basically the other arm goes behind the neck, and then they squeeze that together. And the way the choke works is, especially if you do it right, not by cutting off air supply, but by cutting off blood supply, the brain. So if you get caught in a good one, you're out in like three seconds.
This is why we have all these fucking evil douchebag cops in this country who put people in chokeholds, who kill them by asphyxiating them. Whereas if they knew how to do it correctly, you would put someone unconscious in 6 seconds and then you'd be able to apprehend them. But of course,
exactly.
It's a sleeper. It's a sleeper hold. It's like the common.
I believe that's what they. It's otherwise known as.
Don't
put someone in a chokehold unless you know how to do it, because you can kill someone really easily.
it's really dangerous. Yeah, that goes fast. And one of the problems, especially if you do it standing, is with letting somebody go, because if you just kind of drop them, they smash their head on the concrete and they'll die not from a choke, but from smashing their head on concrete. So basically what was wrong with Master Wong's whole thing is that he was escaping from a bad choke. So just a guy that kind of loosely put his arm around the neck and loosely put his other arm around it, not keeping a tight hold in any kind of way. Like if you have a rear naked choke hold properly, you can just control somebody without even choking them out. Because you're basically controlling their entire head and neck. So, you know, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's one of those moves that you cannot get out of, as far as I understand it. Once you're in, you shouldn't you shouldn't have gotten into it, far as I understand.
You can get out of it. Basically, what you have to do is fight the choking arm with both of your own hands.
Oh, I see.
And then the other thing, I believe, is getting your head under the other guy's head. So getting lower than him. Which will basically make it very hard for him to actually put any real pressure on the choke. And then, well, there's a bunch of ways you can go from there. But I mean, I'm not really an expert. Let's be clear on this. Like, I'm a
white guy. I can't wait for the lawsuit to come in. Like, somebody gets the family sues our podcast for.
Don't try any of this at home.
I'm just going to forward it to Dutch. Yeah.
Oh, that might be good, because we might be able to like wash away the lawsuit with like the international rules.
Launder it. Just launder it. Launder that lawsuit.
Launder it off. Yeah, sure.
Oh, I mean,
we get taken to court and like it's clear we have no idea what we're talking about. We're like, we sent it abroad.
The judge, the judge is like, laundered it. The, like, these two clearly have no fucking idea what they're talking about. Innocent. That'll be good.
Man.
All right, so there you go. There's your chokehold.
Yeah. So he was escaping a bad chokehold, and then another guy who's actually legit, Ramsey Dewey, he owns a fighting gym in Shanghai, China. He called him out on it. He was like, you know, your choke is bad and your defense is bad and you should feel bad. So basically Master Wong made a response video to that, calling the guy a fucking moron. B, some other swear words that I couldn't entirely understand because of the guy's very fast speaking and Chinese yelling. And then saying, well, we do it for the streets.
God, he does it for the streets. Oh, no.
Yeah, and not for actual Brazilian jiu-jitsu competition. So training for a perfect rear naked choke is bullshit, because some rando guy that's going to attack you on the street is not going to have a perfect rear naked choke. Which is kind of a dumb argument, if you think about it. Because look at it this way. If I learn a rear naked choke defense with which I can escape a rear naked choke from a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, I can probably, with that same defense, also escape it from some rando on the street that knows fuck all about jiu-jitsu except for a few videos. it will actually probably work better than the bullshit way this martial arts grifter is teaching me.
Sure.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's basically the whole idea. This is a kind of mindset, I think, that you can best keep in mind that training a bunch of shit for the street is kind of bullshit.
Yes, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah, most I mean, likely. There's a few things like kicking a guy in the nuts that you can't really spar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we do, but yeah, most people wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, and usually the thing is with us, we pay them to kick them in the nuts, which also, if you're in a fight with someone and you can convince them that to take your money instead of fighting them, it's also a valid option. It's
yes. It's also that's valid. How we do it. That's how we do it in the streets. That's how the fags do it in the streets.
That's right.
Can I pay you not to punch me? Okay.
I feel like most people say yes. Sure. Why not? Sure. And they're not off. They're not threatening to fight you. You just please don't punch me. I wasn't gonna punch you. But I'll pay
you. They weren't even gonna bring it up. Because you're stopping them. You're like, hey. Just in case you were thinking about punching me, please don't. Here's $5.
Please don't punch me. All right, let's get to A tier. We've been going for an hour already. This is crazy. Okay, let's get to A tier, and then we'll get to S tier, and then Carr, you got another podcast to record. Can we tell people about this? Is that what's happening?
Oh yeah, sure. I don't know when they're going to release. I'm going on the damn woods, and I don't even know if it's going to be a backer episode or not. Damn. But to talk about Bitcoin, so tune in or check
my book. My book arrived, by the way.
Oh, Bitcoin Standard?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very excited. Going to crack that open. All right. A tier.
All right. So in A tier, we're getting to a name you might remember. I believe a former, maybe still current actor that turned Russian citizen.
Yes.
Does this ring any bells to you?
Yes. Steven Seagal, I believe, is who you're referring to. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Steven Seagal is... one of the biggest names, I guess, in Aikido.
Oh, Aikido, yes.
And Aikido is pure bullshit. Like, up until now, there was some potential with some of these, like even Kung Fu. There was some potential to work into your kickboxing. Aikido, no. Like, Aikido is useless. Maybe you can learn to wipe your ass very graciously with Aikido. But...
yeah, what does Aikido look like? What is that?
Oh, man.
Is it like flipping around, or is it just like pure dance moves?
No, it's not pure death moves. It's
dance moves. Like they look like they're dancing.
Oh, death moves. Yeah. So think of Aikido like judo for pussies.
Okay.
It's... like you really like, let's say a guy comes in with you, like, comes running at you with a big wide punch, and you just kind of gently guide his arm through and guide him to the ground, and then you put his arm in a nice lock, and then he can't go anywhere. And that's basically the whole idea of Aikido. You're just gonna gently move along with their energy, and they're just gonna go to the ground and do what you'd say.
They'll be so impressed.
Surprise, it does not work.
No.
There's actually a YouTube channel called Martial Arts Journey, I believe, which is very cool. This guy used to be a fanatical Aikidoka, used to actually be an instructor.
Uh-huh.
Then one day, he decided to actually get in the ring with an MMA fighter.
Uh-huh. Probably got the shit kicked out.
And just lightly spar with him. And his thinking was, well, I probably won't actually win the fight, but I can probably like defend at least some of his shit. He couldn't. He just got beat up, picked up, thrown down on the ground, submitted, just fucked up in all possible ways.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing in Aikido that works.
Nothing. And Carr, while he's discussing this, I need you to go to the Wikipedia page for Aikido. And I need you to read in the sidebar what it says under focus.
What?
What does it say under focus, Carr?
It says grappling and softness.
Which I assume softness means something, but if it has to do with fighting... Probably no softness.
I'm on the scene. In martial arts, the terms hard and soft technique denote how forcefully a defender martial artist counters the force of an attack in armed and unarmed combat.
Okay, yeah, all right, so fine. So it actually has some principle behind it, but don't do that. Don't call it softness.
Yeah, you want to go into battle hard.
Hard, really hard. Extremely hard. So, like, what are some techniques in Aikido, and how can I use it to take down, like, a, I don't know, like a wily grandmother or something like that?
Well, I don't think you can even take down your wily grandmother with Aikido. I mean, I think that if your wily grandmother comes at you with her knitting gear, you're basically fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, let's say it like this. Aikido is so absolutely useless that the Germans would have loved to teach it to the Jews.
Oh, man. Okay. Jesus Christ. All right. I feel like I have to bleep that one.
Probably will.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to put the Jews in my notes, and I'll bleep that one later. All right. Is it so useless?
Because, well, again, it comes back to they don't spar. Sure. So there is no way to test if anything works.
Sure.
Nor any way to actually improve it if you find it doesn't work.
Sure.
So that's one. Two is that they just refuse any and all criticisms. Like, Aikido guys are kind of like the tankies of martial arts.
Okay.
That's good.
They're just giant pussies who talk tough. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
got it.
Yes.
Understood.
Partly. But there's also absolutely no way that you can get them to see the light.
Sure.
Like they're completely locked off in their own mindset. Like, yeah. Aikido works. It's good.
They'll just hand wave 60 million lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. Just a lot of grappling and softness. A lot of that. Okay. Aikido, a shit technique. But now, is there anything else in A tier, or did you actually find something that's more bullshit than Aikido?
I did find something that's more bullshit than Aikido in S tier.
Okay, so we have S tier.
Let me introduce you to another very famous American man.
Oh.
He used to be a karate champion, even in the Olympics, I believe.
Oh, no. Are you gonna talk about
he's had some acting roles.
Oh, no.
And now he makes his money as a dim muck, no-touch knockout or chi-blocking energy fighting instructor.
Oh, this is psychic warfare. This is what we were talking about here.
Yes.
Who are you talking about? Not Chuck Norris.
I know.
George Dillman.
Who?
George Dillman.
Dillman. George Dillman.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Who are you thinking of, Carr? I was thinking of Chuck Norris.
That's who I thought he was going to say because I haven't been keeping up with
Chuck Norris. Wait. Is fairly legit, I believe.
Yeah, that's Chuck what is, I thought too, but I don't
well,
know.
Chuck is
much,
Chuck
so.
Is C-tier legit, I believe, as you put him. C-tier legit. So he's legit-ish.
What is Chuck Norris' primary mode?
D-tier legit, I'd say.
D-tier,
but
okay.
I don't know about his exact karate background or other martial arts experience, so, you know, I'll shut up about...
Oh, here we go. I'll give you his credentials. So he's a black belt in Tang Soo-do. Tang Soo-do is a kind of karate. He's also a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Judo. So he's actually legit, Chuck.
Yeah, if you've got some BJJ in there, that seems pretty legit.
He's legit. Okay, but okay, tell me about George Dillman and I guess whatever the name of his fighting style is.
Okay, so the name of his fighting style is Dim Muck.
Dim Muck.
Dim Muck, yes. Which I believe means something like no touch or no touch knockout. And I'll just group this in with a bunch of other random shit. There's, basically you're getting into cult territory here. This is, like, Marianne Williamson territory,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
This is guys who believe in energy fields or in blocking chi, or if you just, like, put out your energy by yelling hard enough, they'll like be blocked by a magic wall in front of you.
Sure.
There's this hilarious video of George Dillman with a bunch of his students doing demonstrations. And the students come at him, try to punch him and tie him down. And he's just like, he kind of wipes his hand over them or just kind of steps away from them. And they just kind of collapse. Like
sure, sure, sure.
They just collapse like bags of sand.
Hmm.
But then several volunteers from the crowd are like, hey, you know what? We'd like to try this. Can we also have a go?
Uh-oh.
So he's like, yeah, sure, come up. So
why would you say yes? Why would on earth would you say yes?
That's like Elizabeth Warren submitting to the genetic testing.
Why
would you say yes here? This is an interesting.
You know how
decision.
You know that's bullshit? Any real martial artist, if someone from the crowd went up to them and said, "Hey, can you do that on me?" they would go, "No, I could kill you. Don't you understand?"
Actually, there's a few videos of like UFC fighters or kickboxers doing some fairly minor shit.
Yeah, minor.
Yeah, yeah. There's a video of Mark Hunt putting a left hook on a guy's liver.
Oh, God.
A fat guy's liver, by the way. So it's not that bad. Like, he just got a
Why would you take a punch from Mark Hunt? You're a fucking moron. That's an insane thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. that's pretty insane.
Yeah.
God. The guy was okay, though, because he just had such a layer of fat that it didn't really hurt him.
Well, that's what protects Mark most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so hold on.
Crazy now, audio rants.
I have a question for you about Dim Mak. Is it like, so what is it, performance art? Like, what is it? What is it claimed to be? What is it really?
It's mental masturbation.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's a good. That's fair.
It's like
Dim Mak.
It's like one of those incels that are like, you know, or it's like a cross between an incel and an I am very smart kind of guy. You know?
Okay, sure. So sure.
It's like I can just like come by just thinking of the incredibly sophisticated way I'm going to make love to a woman.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pre-cumming, as we call it.
Yeah.
So this is the pre-cum of martial arts.
Kind of.
that's good.
But the guy from the crowd, he came up to this George Dillman guy, and he was just like walking up to him and pushing him a little bit, not even any real hits or anything. And George Dillman was holding his hands like beside the guy's head and really looking focused. Yeah. And the guy just wouldn't do anything, you know. He'd just keep walking, pushing him a bit.
Yeah.
And then the guy came to the conclusion that your tongue must be in the wrong place in your mouth.
Oh my God! Well,
which is why it didn't work.
Well, that
or maybe he, see, or maybe thing, he was the thing, his big toe. You know?
The thing with BJJ is it doesn't matter where your tongue is in your mouth.
Exactly. if your martial art fails because my tongue is in the wrong place in your mouth, then your martial art sucks.
It sucks, right? Yeah. I think of the guys from Kiss and how they would just be immune. They'd be completely immune to this.
Yeah, it's his worst nightmare.
Yeah, just sticking your tongue out at them. Well, that's good. That'll work. All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's your Dim Mak.
Yeah.
There you go. I thought you were going to say, there you go, listeners. The episode that everybody's been beating our door down about.
martial arts
with the Dutch man.
Well, I liked it a lot. I think that was very educational. So, Dutch, I wish we could have gotten onto your research on the flow state, but like we got a hard cutoff because he's got to record. We'll get to the flow state. We got to do one on a little bit on the flow state at some point, I think. Maybe once your research is finished, you could come up and you could talk to us about how the flow state works. We'll do a real educational episode.
Yeah, sounds good, man. I'll let you know if or when I ever finish my thesis.
We'll know when you finish because you'll be able to just telepathically connect and
right. with your Dim Mak.
If we don't ever hear from you again, then it's because the research never got there.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Well, That or I might have been shipped off by the Germans.
That's true. That's also possible.
Well, it's always a, you know, it's always a looming threat, that's for sure.
Well, what do we got here? Dutch, you want to give us any of your plugs? Do you have any plugs you want to give us?
I have a Twitter page where I say dumb shit.
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. If you want some self-defense advice from people that actually know about it, go to the Insurgency Knitting Circle podcast.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. Those guys are real cool.
Podcast. Yeah. There you go. I'm going to put both those plugs in. All right, Dutch, thank you very much for this. This was great. Carr.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Carr, how many
me on, guys?
How many psychic hands are we keeping on the wheel? Oh, is that how many? Is it? He was psychically transmitting it to me.
All right. Well, until next week, two hands on the wheel.
Two. All right. There you go.
All right, guys.